Hi, my name is Stefan Wiedner, and I'm one of the co-founders at Numi.com. Today, I'll be interviewing Cheryl Stafford from Vancouver, Canada. Welcome, Cheryl, and thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Stefan.
Cheryl, what is the challenge your ideal clients are most typically facing when they contact you?
I would say the challenge that my clients are facing is that they're stuck in their career. They're either stuck in the career that they are currently in, or they have a vision of where they want to go and they have no idea how to get there. There's either a skill gap or a behavioral issue, and they're just feeling really stuck.
So what do you do to help them get unstuck?
I use various tools and assessments to start off with to help my clients increase their self-awareness around their innate skills. So kind of how we're hardwired or what our personality is, as well as behavior, so that we can identify kind of what some stumbling blocks might be and also where they're passionate. The other thing I do is I start by looking at some values. So really trying to create an alignment between values, passion, and skill and interest with my clients. And a way to start is to really take a look and kind of stop and go, what is it that you actually value? And making sure that as they move forward in their career search or career advancement, that that is the foundation of how they're making their selection.
So in my experience, a lot of people don't really understand what values are. They have kind of vague understanding. Can you maybe give me a brief example of someone and how they came to terms with some of their values and how that affected their decision making?
Absolutely. I'll give you an example. I'm working with a group right now who's actually a company, and they're working to define their values. And one of the questions I start off with in my focus groups is I ask everybody to identify what one personal value is. And common ones that come up might be reliability, integrity, honesty, trust. And so my next question to the focus group people or to the clients would be, could you work for an organization who didn't share that value? And most of the time, about 99% of the time or 99.9% of the time, the light bulb goes off and they're like, no, I can't actually. And then I ask the question, well, why not? And again, 99.9% of the time, they just say because it's not a click, it doesn't feel aligned, or they feel that they're somewhat at a conflict. So quite often people are working maybe at the right job, but it's potentially in the wrong environment for them. And so I really want them to really think about how those values are going to play out. If you think about how long you're spending in a job, you're there for 8 hours a day or longer. And if there is that constant conflict against your innate values, there's going to be some unhappiness or some unrest going on for the individual, which is going to carry into their home life.
So thanks for giving me more information about values and behavior. What about the technical aspects of getting a job?
Well, that's a really good point, Stefan, because when clients come to me, there is not only just the issue of I'm stuck in my career or I'm stuck in a behavior that I don't know or I don't understand my values. It's also the technical aspect of how to get a job. And I think with my 18 years of strategic HR background, that's where I can add special value to my coaching clients in career. Typical things that my clients get value out of is help with resume and cover letter writing and learning how to link that to an actual job posting so that it's targeted. Help with social media, interview preparation, which includes everything from actual interview questions that might be asked to mock interviews, identification of target markets and research, networking, salary and benefit negotiation, and even how to deal with references. You know, a question I get often is, you know, how do I deal with that reference that isn't so good? So I really help prep my clients as well for actually getting in front of somebody, not only that they're presenting themselves well, but that they've got all the technical pieces that they need in order to land that job.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of benefits do your career coaching clients experience?
I think that they're happier. I think they get a real good sense of who they are, where they've come from, beliefs that they want to hang on to, beliefs that they are ready to let go of, that they've got the courage to actually think about what they're passionate about and start going for what they're passionate about and not worrying about what, you know, the Joneses are doing or what everybody else says they need to do. It's really a focus about them going internal, about what's important to me, and then seeing them excel and move forward. So benefits to them is increased self-awareness, increased happiness, and I think better behavior and increased skill level.
Mm-hmm. What's your background, Cheryl, and how did you get into coaching?
I have over 18 years of strategic human resource background, and it was probably about 15 years ago when I was observing individuals and organizations and wondering what's wrong with leaders, what's wrong with kind of the dynamics that are going on in an organization. And I kind of had a bit of an epiphany that there was a lot to do with behavior. You know, we're taught all these hard skills in university, but there's not a lot that really focuses on how we choose to show up, how we choose to be present. And I see that a lot of people, when they're not advancing in their careers, I would say probably about 90% of it is due to behavior issues. And it's that they haven't been trained or they're not aware of how they are showing up to other people. So they might have all of their degrees in the world, or they're writing their cover letters the right way, but it's really around behavior and how they show up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Cheryl. It's been a real pleasure interviewing you today.
Thank you very much, Stefan.